Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
Friday morning to you at 7:11, 61 degrees, and you've landed right here on Palmetto Mornings, your home for news, talk, and sports. Hey, I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
We always love to welcome in our listeners who are listening on the radio, FM 100.1, AM 1340. Those who are listening on the free WRHI app. If you don't have the app, just download it when you can on your favorite mobile device, and you can always take us on the go. You're also listening to us on WRHI.com, and then we swing things on over, and you can watch us on CN2, that's Comporium Cable Channel 102, and of course, every single social media platforms, the major ones. You can find us on all those platforms. Just search for the WRHI or CN2 channels. Well, you know, we're right in the middle of our Prom Pledge initiative. This is an initiative here at OTS. It's been going on for 34 years. We go into the high schools in our Tri-County area, York, Lancaster, and Chester counties, bringing the message to these young people to live a long, healthy, and happy life. In fact, we've got one today at Chester High School. We'll be heading down there around 10 o'clock this morning. We share this message, and we partner with law enforcement, with substance abuse centers, and others that have personal connections of just how 1 second of a bad decision can ruin not only your life, but your family's life
your
and
community.
Others. And someone who sees firsthand, she has got a front row seat to what happens sometimes when a bad decision is made, is Dr. Carrie Watson. She's the Trauma Medical Director at Piedmont Medical Center, and she joins us here once again on Palmetto Mornings. And good morning to you, Dr. Watson.
Good morning. Great to be back.
Good morning. Welcome.
Dr. Watson's one of my favorite guests here on Palmetto Mornings, one of my favorite people at Piedmont Medical Center because, one, I like you because you give it to a straight no chaser.
That's how I roll.
That's right. We like it.
Well, you've got to, given the line of work that you're in. So let's start there. I mean, I think most of us know what it means to have trauma, mm-hmm. but the trauma medical director at Piedmont Medical Center, what does your day look like? Kind of explain what you see and the team that surrounds you.
Absolutely. So again, as a reminder, Piedmont Medical Center is a level 3 ACS verified trauma center. That means that we are verified nationally for patients to come here and get excellent care. So whenever we have patients that come through, we have a full team. So I have other trauma surgeons that I work with, as well as nurse practitioners and PAs, which are physician assistants. So when you come through that door, you're being met by an emergency medicine doctor, nurses who have been specially trained to deal with trauma. We all go through training called ATLS support, and we work together as a team to get you taken care of and stabilized.
Mm. Well, I take it. Based where you are, you're not just seeing people who have a small boo-boo, like a little scratch on their finger that need a Band-Aid. You see, you know, some pretty tough stuff.
Right.
And with prom season upon us, especially with our young people, mm-hmm. especially those that are just starting to drive, you've got graduation time. This is a time for a lot of celebrations, but mm-hmm. my goodness, again, you've probably see what happens when those celebrations go a little too far.
Right. So, you know, I think when I think back to prom and how special it is, for a lot of people, it is that last hurrah. It's their last memory with some of their best friends. You may be leaving and going off to college or, you know, entering the workforce. So for a lot of people, even if they haven't had any alcohol or drugs in the past, this tends to be that time where it's their first and, you know, time because it's they want to have that memory. So I think it's a relatable feeling whenever you recognize there's a new transition happening in life. But the important thing to remember is the legal drinking age is 21, and there's a reason for that. It's because when you are, you know, 18 and under, you're not thinking about some of the decisions because you're in that excited party mode, and that's when a lot of bad things can happen. So, yeah, I have some data that we can kind of go over a little bit.
Please, that's great. Jump right on in.
So, 1 in 3 fatalities that are associated with car wrecks for teens actually occurs during prom season. Mm. So that is April to June. So 1 in 3 fatalities. And there was a National Institute of Health study that they did looking specifically at teen safety drinking. And they found that a quarter, so 1 out of 4 teens had admitted to drinking at least 1 alcoholic drink. Now, the thing that scares me the most is really the binge drinking, which we're seeing more and more of. And in that same study, there were 4.2 million teens across the country, who admitted to binge drinking. And when we talk about binge drinking, not only does it increase your chances of having things like liver failure and diseases later in life, but that gets your blood alcohol level above the legal limit much faster, which is 0.08%, which is not a very large number. And as soon as you hit that number, your vision changes, your ability to walk, your functionality of being able to respond rapidly to things. And that's about 3 drinks for an average-sized female and 3 to 5 for a male.
Wow.
So when you think about that, that will get you above that number. And that's what makes me nervous, because when you're in party mode and you're not thinking about that, those poor decisions happen.
And I think, too, when people hear binge drinking, they don't just think 3 to 5. I mean, they think, you know, and even me, like, binge is, you know, more than that. So that's good to know. And I guess the question I have for you is, do you really see this right here in town? Because a lot of people are hearing these statistics and saying, oh, that doesn't happen here. She doesn't see, like, we see this right here in Rock Hill and Fort Mill.
We've, within the past month, we've had several incidents involving drunk driving. One, we had a driver unfortunately hit 2 of our local workers. And one of them had a bad pelvic fracture, and one of them had a broken neck, as well as arm and leg fracture. So they injure people to the point of being hospitalized, having life-changing surgeries, major injuries. And one of the things that is beautiful about the area that we live in is we walk a lot. And there's a lot of people that walk from, you know, different houses. They're walking to the supermarket or to the, you know, around the corner. And it's not just the driving part of it. It is pedestrians being struck. And so, you know, whether it's you're on your phone or then you add alcohol into the mix, a lot of times people aren't aware of people on the street. And we get pedestrians struck. And that injury is oftentimes fatal.
Man, we're speaking with Dr. Carrie Watson. She's the trauma medical director at Piedmont Medical Center. Just about what she sees, especially as we are entering the prom season and graduation season for our high school and college students. Dr. Watson, not only is, you know, for a while, all we had to deal with was alcohol. Mm-hmm. Then we had to deal with alcohol and drugs. But now we're dealing with hardcore drugs where, like, if young people wanted to experiment, this is one and done.
Yes.
I mean, there's no recovering from that. Do you all see some of that as well?
Absolutely. So again, the other concern is everybody reacts differently to drugs, right? So everyone's body composition is different. But also the concerns that we see is oftentimes when teens are trying to get drugs or if they have a friend, you don't know the source that that's coming from. So when you hear words like fentanyl and people hear drugs being laced with fentanyl, that is a real risk. Absolutely, we see that. We see drug overdoses. A lot of times, if it's a true overdose and not a trauma-related event, our emergency department and ICU will manage that at the hospital, but we absolutely see those. And then one of the things is the synthetic marijuana. I mention that because it seems less scary for people to get those tabs, but if you are, if you've never had them and someone is offering you an amount that you don't know what it is or what is in it, we see people that come in and it can impact your behavior. I mean, it can make people very paranoid, make very, very poor choices. So truly, we see the full spectrum of everyone coming through the door.
So now that we're armed with this information, how do we in the community, parents, neighbors, grandparents, pass along this information where we're not sounding like we're, you know, party fouls? We want young people to celebrate, and there are so many healthy alternatives. But how do you share that information? Because to Ashley's point, some of this stuff people are thinking like, well, these are national statistics. Mm-hmm. I mean, it might happen to someone, one person we know, but that's one too many.
Right.
But what does that conversation look like for adults?
So I think part of it is starting with the open communication, which I know whenever you have a teen, what does that look like? It's the grunting, it's the shrugging and the nodding. But having a real sit down, I think, you know, choose a breakfast time, choose a time that maybe right beforehand and talk and know your teen, what is going to be the thing that impacts them the most. If you know someone yourself, so I will tell you that when I was growing up, my dad happened to lose one of his best friends to drinking and driving. And it happened in the springtime. And he would tell my sister and me that story that he had a new Corvette or some fancy car. I'm not a car person. And he was drinking and driving, ran around a curve too fast, hit a pole and killed him. And that was one of my dad's closest friends. And, you know, it's not to scare your child, but it's to make them realize that that's all it takes. I also think it's important to talk about some of the other tolls. We talk about the human toll, which is the emotional impact. You could kill your friend. You could kill yourself. You could kill a child and their mother. But also, what about the financial and legal? If you are in one of those accidents, you know, they can take your license. You can now end up losing a scholarship. You could end up having to do community service, and then the financial part of it. So the average cost of a DWI is about $12,000. That's a lot of money. And when you're a teen and, you know, going through that, that's a lot. So that impact for someone can make a huge difference. And then truly, whenever you're talking about real prevention, number one, if you're able to, talk to your kids about alternative driving sources and help with if you can. And that would be something like a party bus. If you have a parent who is able to be that driver and the kids are okay with it, the idea of a party bus, I know, can be expensive. But if you have 6 to 10 kids and everyone can kind of chip in, it really helps with the price. So that's something to think about.
Especially with Ubers and Lyfts now. I mean, there's really excuse for it, for sure.
And also, we tell our kids at these prom pledge events, have a safe word or somebody that you can call. Like, you might not want to actually call and say, Mom, I need you to come get me. But have some kind of safe word that you can say, and that trusted adult, whether it's a cousin or it doesn't have to be mom or dad, but it can be a cousin or a neighbor, just a trusted adult. You can pick up that phone and say, watermelon, and they're going to know I've got to come help you. So.
I love that.
Well, this is some great information. Again, this is a time for a lot of celebration, and we want young people to celebrate and have so much fun. But just think about what happens next. Mm-hmm. I think that's just the big thing. And Dr. Carrie Watson, again, who's the trauma medical director at Piedmont Medical Center, really laid out just some facts for us and a roadmap to help all of us communicate with these young people, for sure. Dr. Watson, always a great conversation. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.